Welcome back to 77770 CHQR and More Than Money. Ooh, tongue twister right off the get-go. Look at that. We have a very interesting topic to discuss. Let's talk about fitness. Rob, you and I are in different phases in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Our clients are in a different phase in their life. And let's kind of paint the picture here. There's yourself with two younger children, very active. You're right. Running around chasing them. You're happy that they can walk, but now you're upset that they're running.
You bet.
And so you're chasing them. The amount of time that you get to have to get to work out and be physically fit for your own well-being has been less now than it was before you had children.
Fair Absolutely, enough? Yeah.
Fast forward to where I'm at, my children are a little bit older, getting closer to leaving the nest. I have more time. But I talk to a lot of our clients who are empty nesters, and things haven't changed to when they were my age. Same amount of frequency. And so the difference in the amount of time that they're using to work out or become aware that they're physically active hasn't changed. So the curiosity I have is when we say that healthcare is one of the biggest issues that we have, when do we get into more of a viewpoint that physical fitness is a priority?
Absolutely.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So this is going to be interesting. So I wanted to bring in a guest to talk about something that's very cool. We have uncovered, I think, a gem in this country. And this gem is a business that focuses on training for the 50 plus crowd. Fitness, working out, and everything that goes on with that demographic, which is completely different than in your age category or my age category or Dave Popovich's age category. Like they're all different, right? And so we need to kind of focus on this group because this is where a lot of the biggest concerns for health come up.
Right.
And so there's no one better to talk about this. And the newest gem in the country, I think, Aaron Billowitz is the founder and personal trainer of Vintage Fitness. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we've kind of teed you up about this gem of the business. Let's start off with what is Vintage Fitness?
Sure. So Vintage Fitness has been around for 17 years. And we specialize in fitness for people over 50, although most of our clients are seniors. So most of our clients are between 65, and I think our eldest client right now is 93. And really focus a lot on, you know, what is your body not letting you do? And how can we train your body to get you to be able to do all the activities that you love? So for some of our younger clients, they want to travel. So we think, okay, well, you know, if you want to travel, you need to be able to climb these stairs. You need to be able to walk on uneven ground. You need to be able to get onto a boat, you know, whatever that is. And then for some of our older clients, it's, I want to stay in my home. I want to stay independent. I want to stay connected with the world. And so we focus on their goals, a lot of functional kind of strength work.
What made you decide to start a business focused on this demographic?
So for me, and again, 17 years ago, it was a number of things. One is I was training some younger clients and in their 20s and 30s, and their goals were more about what their body looked like. So they would say things like, I don't want my thighs to rub together on the beach. And that's fine to have that as a goal. I just didn't find that super motivating for me as a trainer. And when I started to work with older clients and they'd say, oh, I'm in such pain in my knee and my hip, and it's making it so that I can't, go and do all the things that I want to do. To get clients to those kind of goals, I found really personally motivating. So that was the reason I started it. And the practicalities, I had two young kids at the time. And if I was training you, it might be 6 in the morning or 6 at night. But if I'm training people that are retired, I could train them at 10 in the morning. So there was some practical reasons I started it as well.
Knee and hip pain. That sounds like my morning already.
Oh, I was just thinking about this too, because it's you brought up something that was interesting, Aaron. You said functional fitness, right? And I'm probably there right now too, where I'm going, I can just get in enough workouts to feel like I can actively get my kids to the car without pulling a hamstring.
There you go. Right? There you go.
So I think it is very interesting on the demographic. Can you give us a sense on why it's so important for people to incorporate fitness into their lifestyle as they age?
It is a really almost a panacea. There's like so many benefits and so few detriments. So it will improve your mental health. And we're doing a lot of work with just mental health in terms of how you feel and how up you feel, as well as your brain health. So there's a lot of those benefits. tons and tons of physical benefits that we all know. So your heart health, your bone density, your posture, the ability to move, do your everyday activities, lift groceries, lift kids, live your life, and your stamina, your lung capacity, prevention of every disease that you can think about, right? Cancer, heart disease, chronic disease, dementia. It helps to increase the blood flow to the brain. I mean, I can just keep going on and on. It helps with weight management, stress management. So it's so important, and the impact can be tremendous. It's just what I say when people retire and they say, oh, well, I'm exercising once a week. I check that box. Think of it like a part-time job. Like now your part-time job is your health and fitness. Like that's the amount. Health Canada says 150 minutes a week for people over 65. So I get people to do the math. You know, this is the more than money show. It's like, okay, well, if this is the investment in your health, what's your 150 minutes of activity? And let's map that out over the week.
Aaron, earlier, Rob and I were talking about the different phases in people's lives. Rob has younger children, so the ability to do 150 minutes in a week become more challenging. As you have older children like I do, they're almost ready to leave the nest. I have more time, so I've gotten into that rhythm that I can do the 150 minutes. But I find that at some point, and I'm talking to our clients or talking to people that watch and listen to the show, it doesn't change. So if you're not doing 150 prior, you're probably not going to do 150 when you retire. And so how do you find people change their motivation, or what is it that gets people from not doing 150 minutes in a week to start doing that, or from getting off their couch and getting into the gym? Like, what's that switch that can help them change? Because I find, based on surveys, some of the research that you've shared with us about, you know, one in five only actually meet those goals at this point in time, at that age demographic. So what's the catalyst to make that big impact to change?
Different catalysts for different people. Unfortunately, for some, it's something happens in their life that they realize. Like, I talked to a woman this morning, and she's like, I can't lift my groceries out of the back of my car anymore. And for her, that was scary, because she thinks, I live alone and my husband's not well. I need to be able to lift the groceries. So all of a sudden the value of exercise goes up, because the impact, you can't live your day-to-day life the way that you want to live your day-to-day life. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes it's a scare from the doctor. We get a lot of people that get, they've been to the doctor and the doctor says, you need to exercise more. And they think, well, what does that mean? Like, what exercise? What's safe? How much should I be doing? Am I doing it right? And they need someone to help them with accountability. They need someone to show them the right exercises to be doing and to make sure they're doing them correctly so that they're not going to injure themselves. The other thing that often happens, it's an adult child. And we have this a lot, where the adult child is calling because they're concerned about their older parents. And they kind of spur them and encourage them to get moving a bit more.
That's a good point. Like, you know, we have obviously aging parents. I would ask you this question too, Aaron. What would you tell clients or older generation in your demographic that you're looking for, the older over 50, and how to go from, say, doing some certain things at home to maybe going to a gym where they're getting, you know, better instruction on proper lifting techniques and all that?
So the transition between home kind of gym work to working. So we work in people's homes, and there's so many amazing gyms, but for us, we're mobile trainers. So we go to their home, right, and we work with them there. But for somebody going to their community center, the mistake that I see a lot in gyms is that people are worried about the equipment and they don't understand it at the weight training equipment. And so they go to the treadmill, or they go to the stationary bike if they have bad knees, and they put it on the lowest setting and they run through, and that's their gym experience. And there's a lot of benefits to that. You're going to get good blood flow. You're going to improve your stamina. But what most seniors need to be doing is strength training. So my advice is take the free gym tour, get someone to show you how to use the equipment, be comfortable working with the weights. If you're uncomfortable because it's younger people lifting heavy weights, ask them at the front desk, when is a good time, you know, for when are older people in here? And just make yourself, try to get yourself a little bit more comfortable, but try not to just go to the treadmill, put it on the same speed for the same way every day and think, why aren't things changing? Because you're not really changing your exercise routine. You're keeping it exactly the same every day. Weight train is really important for everybody, but for seniors especially.
There is so much we can talk about this topic. Unfortunately, we have to pay some bills and go to a commercial break. But Aaron, I want to thank you for joining us today. I think what you have to share is great. If people want to know more about you, your business, maybe even how to connect with you, how do they find you?
The website is just vintagefitness.ca. So that's probably a good place to start.
And there we go. We've been joined by Aaron Billowitz, founder and personal trainer at Vintage Fitness. Rob, you know, there is a bit of discipline that you need to take. Aaron was talking about a part-time job, spending the time and energy to make sure you're physically fit through your retirement. There's a little bit of investment you need to make in order to understand how to bulletproof your retirement. That investment is 1 hour at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, let's do that Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Should you trade and have a bit of play money in your portfolio for your retirement? We'll tell you the answer to that after the break. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.